Some people express their love with a smile, and others may shout with joy for a while. But within my heart, God put living song, and I love to sing it all the day long. For my soul soars its joy by singing its praise unto God. I sing for my heart is filled with His love. I sing for I felt His touch from above. For my favorite way to show my love for You, Lord, is voicing my feelings and adding a chord. For from morning till night I love to sing praise unto God. Yes, from morning till night I love to sing praise to God. And welcome to this week's A Man and a Piano. I'm Brad White, and we have message and memories through music in store for us today. So let's start with this great anthem, A Glorious Church. Do you hear them coming, brother, thronging up the steeps of life, clad in glorious shining garments, blood-washed garments pure and white? 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Do you hear the stirring anthems filling all the earth and sky? A grand victorious army lift its banner up on high. Never fear the clouds of sorrow, never fear the storms of sin. We shall triumph on the morrow, even now our joys begin. Wave the banner, shout His praise, for our victory is nigh. We shall join our conquering Savior, we shall reign with Him on high. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Now let me tell you, that's no 7-Eleven song like we hear so much of in the church today. Not seven words repeated 11 times, but you just heard gospel and message in a great anthem, A Glorious Church. Oh, I sure I'm happy to see you, the little boy said to his grandmother on his mother's side. Now maybe Daddy will do that trick he's been promising. The grandmother was curious at what trick is that, honey? Oh, I heard him tell Mama that he would climb the walls if you came to visit. Now one of the greatest prayers ever contained in song, Fanny Crosby's great Close to Thee.
Thou my everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me. All along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with Thee. Close to Thee, close to Thee, close to Thee, close to Thee. All along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with Thee. not for ease or worldly pleasure, nor for fame my prayer shall be. Gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee. Lead me through the veil of shadows, bear me o'er life's fitful sea, then the gate of life eternal
and thus surround the throne, and thus surround the throne. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God, but children of the heavenly King, but children of the heavenly King, may speak their joys abroad, may speak their joys abroad. The hill of Zion yields a thousand sacred sweets before we reach the heavenly fields, before we reach the heavenly fields, or walk the golden streets, or walk the golden streets. Then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground, we're marching through Emmanuel's ground, to fairer worlds on high, to fairer worlds on high. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God.
Now remember, if you have a request like that one, send it to brad@bradwhite.org or get on my Facebook page, Brad White Ministries, and send me a note. In the line at the store, the cashier told the older woman that she should bring her own grocery bag because plastic bags weren't good for the environment. The woman apologized and said, "We didn't have the green thing back in my day." The clerk snapped back, "That's our problem today. The former generation did not care to save our environment." Well, the older generation didn't have the green thing in its day. Back then, they returned their milk bottles and soda bottles to the store. The store sent them back to the plant to be washed, sterilized, and refilled so that it could use the same bottles over and over. So they really were recycling. But they didn't have the green thing in their day. In their day, they walked upstairs because they didn't have an escalator in every store and office building. They walked to the grocery store and didn't climb into a 300-horsepower machine every time they had to go two blocks. But they didn't have the green thing in her day. Back then, they washed the baby's diapers because they didn't have the throwaway kind, and instead of a 220-volt energy-gobbling dryer, they used wind and solar power to dry the clothes on the line. Kids got hand-me-downs, recycling clothes from their brothers or sisters. But they didn't have the green thing in her day. They had one TV or radio with a small screen the size of a handkerchief, not a giant screen in every room. They blended and stirred by hand. And when they packaged a fragile item to send in the mail, they used a wadded-up old newspaper to cushion it instead of styrofoam or plastic bubble wrap. They didn't fire up an engine and burn gasoline just to cut the lawn. They used a push mower that ran on human power. They exercised by working, so they didn't need to go to a health club to run on treadmills that operate on electricity. But they didn't have the green thing back then. They drank from a fountain when they were thirsty instead of using a cup or plastic bottle every time they had to get a drink of water. They refilled their writing pens with ink and replaced the razor blades in the razor instead of throwing them away. But they didn't have the green thing back then. They took the streetcar or a bus, and kids rode their bikes, walked, or rode the school bus instead of turning their moms into a 24-hour taxi service. They had one electrical outlet in a room if they were lucky, not an entire bank of sockets to power a dozen appliances. And they didn't need a computerized gadget to receive a signal beam from satellites 2,000 miles in outer space in order to find the nearest pizza joint. And somehow, they were the ones who destroyed the environment. Now let's go back and do an old gospel song. I was there when it happened.
There are some people who say we cannot tell whether we are saved or whether all is well. They say we only can hope and trust that it is so. But I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Yes, I was there when Jesus saved me, the very moment he forgave me. He took away my heavy burden, and he gave me peace within. Satan can't make me doubt it, it's real and I'm gonna shout it. I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Now I don't care who tells me salvation is not real, though the world may argue that we cannot feel. The heavy burden is lifted and the vile sin's gone. And I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Yes, I was there when Jesus saved me, the very moment he forgave me. He took away my heavy burden, and he gave me peace within. Satan can't make me doubt it, it's real and I'm gonna shout it. I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Yes, I was there when Jesus saved me, the very moment he forgave me. He took away my heavy burden, and he gave me peace within. Satan can't make me doubt it, it's real and I'm gonna shout it. I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Yes, I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know.
Some happy songs this week, songs of joy, songs about the difference that Jesus Christ can make in the human life and heart. People might say it doesn't make sense or it just can't be, but I was there when it happened. Now for our invitation song this week.
Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free. This is the pathway of blessing for me, living for Jesus, who died in my place, bearing on Calvary my sin and disgrace. Such love constrains me to answer his call, follow his leading, and give him.
To experience what I've been singing about today, the joy of knowing Jesus Christ. The price has been paid for you. He did his part, and he asks you now to do your part. Would you say, Jesus, come into my heart, forgive me and live in me, and I give you my life? If you did this, then send me an email, brad@bradwhite.org. Nothing would bring me greater joy. In fact, the Bible says it causes even the angels in heaven to rejoice. I hope you'll join me again next week for A Man and a Piano.
I sing for my heart, it's filled with his love. I sing for I felt his touch from above. Oh, my favorite way to show my love for you, Lord, is voicing my feelings and adding a chord. For from morning till night, I love to sing praise unto God. Yes, from morning till night, I love to sing praise.